So it's no question things are changing. I mean, the times, they're changing. It seems like every time you turn around, there's a new app, there's a new service. I mean, we can do things like you can order groceries. I could order groceries right now and go pick them up in an hour.
I mean, my wife and I strongly believe in that.
It's amazing,
right? I can't impulse shop.
I mean, you have your list, you go on, and then it's like, bing, bing, boom. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yep.
Here it is. So we're talking about changes, and it's like when you drive around, if you're in the Danville area, you know, the Toys R Us, that's closing, but that's a nationwide thing. It's kind of sad.
Hurts my heart.
I know, Jeffrey, we'll never be Toys R Us kids again.
Well, not just that, but it's also one of those things, even now, I'll walk back in there and have a nostalgia walkthrough, and that's going to be gone too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I mean, that was the exciting thing. It was like a special treat. Let's go look at all these toys and.
Well, look at all the other places in town that we went to as kids that are gone. Mm-hmm. Like Pocket Change.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You Play? Same thing.
You Play? I went there a couple times. Yeah.
Well, I had our after prom parties were there,
so cool.
That was my. It wasn't a regular thing for me. That's what I did in those instances, but it was cool to have something like that.
Yeah, and then this is going way back, Playground Pizza. Do you remember Playground Pizza? I want to say that was near where Barkhauser is.
Playground Pizza? I don't
remember
that.
Playground Pizza, because I vaguely remember it because...
Oh, it's where El Vallarta is now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Was it there?
That's where a pizza place used to be.
No, that was Pizza Inn.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, Pizza Inn was good, too. See, look at all these memories that we're evoking. But
that's what happens when we talk about food.
Right. So hungry. But we were talking. So the reason I brought this up is I found like a list of some of the old school habits that are actually dying out. So it goes along with everything's changing.
Everything's changing.
So on the list, toy collecting. And their example, Beanie Babies. Do you remember the Beanie Baby fad? Were you part of that?
Those were worth... so much money. My sister has a bunch of them. Still does.
Did she go to, like, I vividly remember going to McDonald's when they had the Beanie Babies?
Once a week when they rotated out their Happy Meal stuff. Yep.
I've got the Irish one, and I think I've got the British one. But the other ones, you're like, because a kid, you're like, I'm going to open it. And you're like, don't.
You didn't appreciate it until it's too late. Right. You're like, no!
Yeah, and you could get every kind of animal and print. Yep. I mean, it was pretty cool. So that was 20 years ago.
Oh, I'm not going to do that math. It just hurts my feelings. I'm not doing the math.
20 years ago. Now, here's a funny story to go with Beanie Babies. I'm just going to go off on a little tangent here. When McDonald's had them in the Happy Meals, we had a family friend, and she took my sister and I and her grandchildren to go eat at McDonald's. And we're like, oh, the Beanie Babies. We were so excited. Yeah. We're going to go get the Beanie Baby. Little did we know, she took us to go eat so she could keep our Beanie Baby.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that's hateful.
I got to enjoy the chicken nuggets and fries and beverage. She kept the Beanie Babies.
Oh,
so, of course,
man.
I told Daddy, and I'll go get you a Beanie Baby.
Yeah, that's right.
I got my
Daddy's
Beanie
girl.
Yeah.
I get it.
So that's also on the list of hobbies that are dying out, woodworking.
I've got a friend that does a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good at it. I actually, as a kid, I have a friend of our family who actually built my bedroom suit when I was a little kid.
Oh, that's cool.
He had, I mean, that was his thing. It was his hobby. Super nice. Super nice stuff.
That's awesome. I think that you don't see a lot of that unless you go to like festivals and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
So astronomy, that made the list of hobbies that are dying out. Telescope.
I wasn't smart enough to build my own telescope.
I mean, we put one together, but then I'm like, well, look at that. I mean, I think it'd be cool to go to like the science center and look at it that way. But
I love the planetarium.
Yeah, but the ones at home. Another hobby that is dying out, fixing up an old car.
I don't think it's dying out. I think for starters, it's getting too expensive.
Yeah.
And second, those that are good at it have turned it into a career.
Yeah.
So it's more of bridging the gap.
Right.
And turning what used to be a side hustle into a new career.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where that's not getting enough credit.
That's true. Squash and racquetball. Yeah, I don't.
I played racquetball in college.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, I did.
No,
I took that
not.
As my PE class.
Do we have any like evidence? Any
no.
pictures,
mm-mm.
video?
No, okay. it was before phones existed.
Thanks. Before phones existed.
Right. Before the phones took pictures, and that's
sadly
true.
Oh, the flip phone. You're like, I can just play the snake game on this, but that's about it.
My phone couldn't even
do that. I had
the StarTAC.
I want evidence because, you know, you've gone through, like, some of your old hard drives, and you found old videos of me, like, what, 10 years ago?
No, seven.
Seven. Okay. Whew, rough. I was like, why did you record this?
I thoroughly enjoyed Racquetball, for what it's worth. I really hate to see that one.
Okay, is that the one where you're like hitting the ball against the wall?
You're in an enclosed small space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Home brewing. That's not a, I didn't know that was a big thing. I think, you know, breweries and stuff have developed, and so it's become a social gathering. You go and you enjoy these craft beers.
I feel like a lot of that, the craft beer stuff has become, I think where home brewing is dying out, I think it's changing into microbreweries.
Well, I know that's how, like, some folks have gotten their start to create these breweries. Mm-hmm. There's a place out in Axton, and it's basically attached to the guy's house, and he started doing it in his basement and was like, I'm pretty good at it, and turned it into, it's kind of like the cars thing, turned into a career.
I feel like craft beers have taken off in such a level that you're taking that side hustle, and again, making it a career. So I feel like that's still happening, but I feel like people have enough friends now that are part of or connected to a microbrewery, and they'll go, yeah, we'll give that a shot. Yeah, let's try that. And so it doesn't necessarily happen by leaving it in your garage for 6 weeks. It's done in a faster time frame.
Right.
So I see how it is and also what it's turned into.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more of a progression than it is just
dying out. It's turned into a culture now.
Yeah,
so it's absolutely. It's a whole
8% versus 2.5%.
There you go. You better watch it, Coles. They'll sneak up on you.
Right.
When a friend's like, here you go. And I'm like, okay. I don't want to be rude and not take it.
Exactly.
Also, old school hobbies, rather, that are dying out, scrapbooking. Apparently, people do it virtually now, and we were talking to John.
Yep.
And
his wife does that.
She makes kits and stuff.
I actually have my old scrapbook that my mom started for me when I was little.
That's cool.
And then it tapered off, you know, obviously the older I got.
Yeah.
Report cards weren't the same piece of cardboard that was used every single 6 weeks. It's now, oh, here's your printout. Oh, here's your printout.
Yeah.
So there was that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of it, if you really think about it, scrapbooking now outside of the physical ribbons and awards that you would get at like science fairs or whatever.
Right.
Truthfully, we could just rename scrapbooking as Facebook.
Yeah. And
truthfully,
yeah,
if you think about it.
I take stuff and I'll put like, you know, clusters of photos and memories together in albums, virtual albums. I still like to take photos that I have digitally and I like to print them just to have them because you never know. Something could happen to your phone. Something could happen to your digital camera. And I still want to have those in a good quality because I still like to go through old family albums because I think it's so cool. Generations above us didn't have that like old school pictures, you know, that took like months and months to get developed and get back and stuff like that. I just think that's cool.
My parents still have the big classic photo albums. We had like 10 or 15, they're stuck in a closet somewhere. And I'm like, I should really go through that. But it never registers because I can always grab my phone.
Right. And go through like, here's this date.
But
and
I think what you're getting at, and I think it's a better part of it, is with your scrapbooking, doing it with photos and printing what you want, you get to cut out some of the crap too, though. There's a positive to that.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, oh, look, here's this. And you keep everything off the reel.
And it's a little more instantaneous.
Yep.
Like, I shared it with everybody. Look at it. And then, too, it's like when you have family and friends that are across the globe, across the world, everyone gets to enjoy it.
I got a buddy in Australia. I send him photos of stuff that happens all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, that's really cool.
It's more inclusive. Instead of, you got to come over for Sunday dinner and look at this book.
Oh, jeez.
So, you got to come look at the book.
Exactly.
Let's see. So we talked astronomy earlier. Astrology is one. I guess that's when you're trying to talk about your zodiac and paying attention to your... So what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm. So is there any kind of like... Yeah. Is there any kind of like special traits that you go along with the Sagittarius?
Truthfully, a lot of that depends on where you read it. There's a lot of different lists and things that have, oh, you're more closely related to this person, or, you know, you're similar to this. You're more compatible with this kind of person.
Oh, thank goodness for Google to teach me how to spell Sagittarius.
I think a lot of that, though, is perspective. I think when you look at horoscopes, there are people that live and breathe by them and see
where
like
today is
going to
be a horrible day because my horoscope said
or
it. Yeah,
what's your
I'm
number of the
that.
Day? Well, and that's, I try not to let that happen, but it's interesting to be able to read your horoscope and see at the end of the day, go back and review and go, okay, what did I miss? Did that kind of thing happen? Did it not? It's more of an interesting thing. It's an acquired taste, I guess. Not a lot of people are going to take the time to do a lot of that. But it's kind of, I don't think it's dying out. I mean, it may be removed from print, but there's enough on the internet. You can find it in a heartbeat.
So apparently you are an extrovert, optimistic, enthusiastic, and you like changes.
If it's for the better, obviously.
Do they sound pretty, like, pretty correct?
I don't think I'm as much of an extrovert as some would say. Enthusiastic, I try to see the good in everything.
Yeah, you do. You do. Glass half full.
Yeah.
So I'm a Leo.
Oh, God.
Well, thanks a lot.
Go ahead. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read it. Tell me I'm wrong.
Tell you're wrong.
When I say, oh, God, yeah, tell me I'm wrong.
Strengths, creative.
Yep.
Passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Generous.
Eh.
What? You made a face with it. Cheerful.
Most of the time, yes.
Humorous.
Yes. Excellent sense of humor.
Warm-hearted. Yes. Leo likes theater, taking holidays, being admired, expensive things. I'm going to laugh at the being admired one, just inside joke. Bright colors and fun with friends.
There you go.
Dislikes being ignored, facing difficult reality, not being treated like a king or queen. I mean, Careful what I deny. No, I'm not that kind of person. No. I think I'm laid back for the most part, but I'm not like, look at me, I'm genius.
Have you seen your Snapchat?
Okay, so on the list, we
Josh
have
wins.
Old school hobbies that are dying out, quilting and embroidery. Quilting, that's awesome. I still have a quilt that my grandmother made. I sleep under it a lot.
That is a highly underappreciated ability.
Oh, it's incredible.
I feel like a lot of that, though, is if you hearken back to our adulting podcast from a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I don't think people are willing to invest the time. I mean, look at reading a book. Okay. I love to read. I use a lot of audiobooks when I'm working out, but right. For the most part, I've got a collection of books at home that I enjoy reading.
Yeah.
A lot of folks aren't going to take the time to do that. They'd rather get it on TV. And quilting and embroidery is something that requires a very meticulous hand
mm-hmm.
and a lot of time mm-hmm. that you're willing to invest. And I think that is something that we don't key on enough now is how your time is spent.
Yeah.
What's wrong with peace and quiet? Why do you have to be out doing something?
Why do you have to be
in
the hustle and bustle all the time? Yeah, why can't you just sit down and hang out for a second and just enjoy? You know, and I took that for granted when I was younger. I mean, I was one of those, I'm bored. What are we going to do? And now that I've gotten older and I've gotten more responsibilities outside of the home, days where I can just sit there and be like, and then with me having a son, it's like on Sunday, we just sat on the back porch and played in an inflatable pool for like 4 hours.
Yep.
And that pool cost me $20, and I had his little snacks out there, mm-hmm. and we listened to music, and it was one of the best afternoons I've had in a long time.
Yep. And there was nothing. There was nothing to distract you. My wife swears by doing nothing on Sundays. Not by choice. I mean, by choice.
Yeah.
One, so she can veg out, recharge.
Right.
But it's really nice to not have anything. And I'm from a mindset before I got here. Where that was, I was always playing catch up. So my weekends were doing all the things that I didn't have time for during the week. But now it's become, wow,
I can
really
sit here
do
and
this.
We can have breakfast and we can be in our pajamas and enjoy the day together. Yeah.
And do as little or nothing as you want. And
even if you included these hobbies in it, you could sit there. And you know, I would add to that because in the same kind of realm, like crocheting and knitting.
I think embroidery and I think a lot of that's all in the same.
Yeah, kind of that same, like working with your hands and crafting these special items, blankets and clothing and things like that. We have a coworker here, Carol, that she is incredible at knitting and crocheting.
Yep.
And it's like not really a dying art, but it's very rare. And you're like,
it's very rare to find someone who's good at it.
Yeah.
That's
the
other thing. I think those
that
have honed their craft.
Yeah.
And that love putting the time into it.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody can sit down and do it and go, oh, look, here's a napkin. You know,
right. Here's a little square.
There are people that will undo, because you have to undo and redo if it doesn't match up.
And if you make row too hot, tight, my aunt taught me, I made one Afghan, a baby Afghan, might I add you, because I copped out and I was like, we're just going to make this for a baby.
Yep.
And now that I look at it, I wish I'd have stuck with it because it was relaxing. And it's not like in a mindless way, but it's like you almost have like muscle memory that's going with it. And just create something, you're like, I did that. A sense of accomplishment that comes along with it.
You're able to look
too.
At it at the end of the day and be like,
look at that.
Man, how about that?
Yeah, look at that thing. So that's pretty cool. And the number one, what would you think would be the number one hobby that is dying out?
Oh,
is there anything you could think of off the top of your head?
I think classic photography could be one, but not necessarily.
Good idea.
I mean,
it's like
going towards
the
digital age.
Yeah, getting
the
film.
The dark room
yeah.
concept is for leisure is gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that rates on your list or not. But
no, it's not. But that's a really good one.
I try.
A for effort. You get the gold star today. What would I think? So I know what the number one is. I'm trying to think and rack my brain
She's
of something.
She's a cheater.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, wow.
A hobby that I would think that's kind of dying out, something that, because, I mean, the crocheting and stuff, that was one that I would have, like, added if it wasn't on there. So I guess I technically added something to it.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Cooking. I mean, you could say cook. You could add that, just cooking for leisure. Yeah. I mean, your wife came over to my house not long ago and we cooked and that was really fun. I mean, we were chopping stuff and talking and blaring music and stuff.
How about calligraphy?
Calligraphy.
That is a highly underrated skill in the right situation.
Right. Well, then it's almost like everything digital now.
Yep.
But I still think I admire someone who has beautiful handwriting because sometimes I look like I'm either writing you a prescription or a ransom letter.
If I got paid for my handwriting, straight up doctor. I'm almost neurosurgeon level terrible handwriting.
Here it is. Take your prescription.
I could cut on someone's brain and cut the perfect stitch of all things. I can't write my name for anything.
Yeah, that's a good one. Calligraphy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's good. So the number one hobby that's dying out.
Okay.
Being interested in trains or building model train sets.
Interesting. I don't think being interested in trains should apply. Maybe the model train set.
I think building the train sets, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not the interest.
I'm very interested in trains.
Sometimes at the Danville Science Center, they'll have a whole display out there. And I think there's actually a club in town.
One of our very own Ken Work is the vice president of that club.
Yeah, and they apparently have train tracks and the alleyways and gullies and everything across the room. The whole room is
They have an entire room set up for it. I've seen photos. It's really very unique.
A podcast field trip. So that would be
absolutely
cool. But yeah, so those are kind of the old school hobbies that are dying out. So again, it's toy collecting, woodworking, astronomy, fixing up old cars, squash and racquetball, homebrewing, scrapbooking, astrology, quilting and embroidery, and being interested in trains and building model train sets. So I don't know. When you look at this list and you see it all, you're kind of like, whoa.
You don't really think about it. But then when you look at most of what's on that list, you think of the group of people that specialized in it. There aren't that many people in it. I mean, there aren't that many people that are interested in it anymore.
Well, and I think about a lot of these people that were interested are older people that were in our lives. I mean, when I just said quilting and embroidery, I mean, I mentioned, older women in my life and everything.
Yep.
And it's kind of sad because they wanted to pass it down. But I just think with everything else new and shiny and technical and digital,
everything's going tech.
We're just kind of, we talked about earlier how you could play games virtually and be part of stuff. So, wow.
Well, and that's probably, to compare with that, let's look at some of our hobbies that we have now.
Yeah.
And see if they're going to stand the test of time like any of these things have.
So what's something that we do now that you think that would not?
I'm a gamer by trait. Mm-hmm. Always played games since I was a kid, whether it be, I'm going to break that up because I play on Xbox, I play on PC, I do all the modern versions.
Right.
I'm a big fan of board games.
Yeah,
classic tabletop board games, and I think that's something that we're going to lose. We're going to lose that.
Because even when we started, hanging out more frequently, we play board games, but then we revert to that Jackbox game on Xbox where you're playing through your cell phone, so you're 100% right because we're sitting there playing a board game using the television and your phones.
My family comes over for game night every single Wednesday, and we play any of the Settlers of Catan series, which is, it's a strategy game.
It's kind of like Risk?
It's not as involved as Risk, but it's in the same realm.
Kind of.
It requires some forethought. It's not just instant reaction. You got to plan for it. You got to be ahead of the game. And then, of course, it's the luck of the draw. But we also play cards. And I'm not talking bridge or anything. We'll play hearts. We'll play spades.
Oh, that's cool.
Whatever. We rotate them. I think a lot of that type of game, cards, checkers, chess, anything that you physically have to play.
Like you got to pull it out of the cover, get it all together, sit at the table, clean it up, read the rules. I could see that.
That's one that we're going to run the risk of losing as more and more tech is generated. If they move into the augmented reality stuff, which I'm not going to go into that. It's there. It's coming. Just be prepared. Once you get into that concept, I think you're going to be able to play those type of a game in an augmented reality where you're not touching it. It's a virtual mouse click. And I think you're going to lose that. And I think the concept of having a dozen board games stacked up in the cabinet under your TV, that's going away.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hate it. I'm going to hate it to no end when it officially happens. And I think a lot of it's going to be like the Toys R Us's of the world. that's where, when Sarah and I go, that's exactly the aisle we hit first.
Right.
Let's go to the classic board games aisle and figure out, what did we not play?
What game
watching
did we not
old
have?
School that's either been remade into something current or mm-hmm. like the newer version, or what board games today look like, they are vastly different. Vastly different. It's all carbon copy, onesie twosie stuff. There's nothing intimate about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of it for me that I'm going to miss when it's finally gone.
I think your hard book is going to be gone. You know what I mean? Like, everything's going to be more digital, like your Kindles.
There will be certain areas. I think leisure reading will disappear.
Cookbooks are a thing of the past, I think.
Oh.
Because you have Pinterest. You have all these other, like, you know, realms of, like, getting, like, recipes and stuff. So DIY books and stuff, I think that's been taken over. Because you could go on YouTube and find pretty much how to fix, do anything, really.
I switched the oil cover gasket in my car from a YouTube video, and I'm not a car guy at all.
Right. And you just watch all that. So I think that's one of the it's really surreal, don't you think? It's like we're living in Ready Player One or something.
Love that book. Yeah. One of my favorite books.
That's a good book.
You know, I guess that's the tough part for me is you don't want to see it leave.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say it's too late, but there's nothing that you can really do because tech is easier.
Mm-hmm.
And look, tech is meant to make our life easier. I get it.
Right.
Call me an old man if you want. That's fine.
Get off my lawn.
But I mean, those types of things, when you think about it, is the tech's super convenient. And I lean towards tech board games more than the normal because, A, I can immediately go online and find a group to play with. I don't need 3 or 4 people to come to the house.
Right.
But at the same time, there's something about being able to sit across from someone, taking a spot that they want to be in and seeing their physical reaction that generates human interaction that I think we're also in great lack of.
Oh, yeah, because I think it's the conversations that spark out of it, the laughter that comes out of it, just the camaraderie. I mean, it really is something to be said with, you know, and that's why there's certain moments where you have to, like, try to make time to be around people.
Absolutely.
And not be, I mean, so we talked about Sundays, you just want to chill. That's fine and dandy, but you can chill with people or you can just kind of enjoy each other's company. And then you can go out and rip roar all over town. I mean, I think you're right, just trying to incorporate more things, more hobbies that would incorporate human interaction. That would be a good start. So
that's our PSA for the day.
Be human.
Yes. Be kind. Rewind.
Yeah. Not anymore.
I know.
DVDs. They've been gone a hot minute. How long? The DVD has probably been out for what, like 20 years now?
Oh, goodness. I'm not even sure. Probably close to that.
See, and then like Blockbuster, kids never know like how it was like Friday night. You're like, I'm going to Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to race home to get home from school and you have to start working on your parents.
Yeah.
You have to immediately start convincing them the moment they get home to go, we should go. Because the new release is going to be gone.
It's going to be gone.
I'm not going to get it until next weekend. No.
And then you're like, I'm going to watch it tonight and then maybe watch it tomorrow too. And then we got to rewind it and take it back. Da, 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 mm-hmm. da, da. Yeah.
Did you have a tape rewinder at your house or did you do it in the VCR?
Oh, in the VCR. Are you fancy?
Oh, yeah.
Are you fancy? Oh, yeah. What?
Yes.
That's some rich stuff right
now. You can go from one movie to the next. You just throw the other one back in the rewinder.
Because then you get charged like 30 cents if you didn't rewind it or something. It was some crazy like little
thing. Never had that problem.
Oh, that's right. We had a rewinder. We were eating caviar and rewinding movies.
Yeah.
You guys eating your...
I got that from my grandmother, though. She had one, and it was... She watched soap operas. She would tape soap operas, like, a week in advance, and then she would take her nap
her
at
stories.
Lunchtime. Yes, her stories.
Her stories.
But, like, when she woke up at 4, and, like, she hated the primetime stuff that was on, I got my stories. But she'd be, like, 2 weeks behind all the time.
So she was, like, DVR before DVR was a thing.
You should have seen the amount of VCR, VHS tapes we cleaned out of her house when we cleaned the house out. Oh, my God.
What soap opera?
Pick
everything?
One. Pick one. She
All
said
My
it,
Children?
She said it. You had to
Young
set it.
Young and the Restless?
You couldn't set
General
it to
Hospital.
Record by show. You had to set it to record by time. So she's flipping through the TV guide. She's checking off stuff.
She's making
it
like
an enterprise.
She's making like a list and checking. She's Santa Claus and up in this
She
business.
Was the what she wanted in the newspaper every day was the TV guide.
That's it?
It would have, well, I mean, she read the paper too, but that always got cut out. And it was dated at the top, so you in case it didn't make the right corner.
Right, because that's so much better than back in the day when you had to go to the TV Guide channel and sit there and
this
wait.
This was before the TV Guide channel.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she was on it, man. It
She's
was
like from
awesome.
10 to 2.
And the labels you put on the tapes? Nope. You couldn't do it. Dry erase didn't exist. So you either wrote it in pencil and then hope you could erase it in time, or you had to remember.
What?
Oh, yeah. One of her favorite Christmas gifts was getting VHS tapes that were blank. So she could put all of her shows on them. Because eventually they'd wear out.
Yeah.
Because once she was done,
yeah.
She'd tape over. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh,
on the front of the box that the tape slid in the sleeve, she'd start at the top. And what's on it? What's on it? What's on it? And it would update it all the time.
This is when they find out who the baby daddy is.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't even the episode title. It'd be the date and the show. I am serious.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Educator. She was a teacher. My grandfather's a teacher. My mom's a teacher. I have some of those organizational issues. I know where I got it from. I know where I got it from.
Next time you make fun of my OCD self, we'll remind you.
No, there's OCD and then there's that. If she missed it, no big deal. Because she would always set it before she left the house. Oh, we're going out to lunch? All right, I need 5 minutes. Click, 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 click. Done. My grandfather didn't have a clue. She could have recorded anything and everything. And he'd ask her one time, hey, can you record a baseball game? No, I have things I have to tape that time. They needed a second VCR to go upstairs.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Absolutely.
The DVR fight before the DVRs came. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
All this multi-show recording?
She's
amateur
like,
hour.
No.
Nope. You hear the old stories of, I had to walk up the hill to school 2.5 miles in the snow uphill each way. DVR from my grandmother's house. That was DVR before it was DVR.
Next time you're like, well, we've got 3 shows recording at 7 o'clock. Someone's going to have to give up on something. She was like, nope. General Hospital.
She never
That's
got to
happening.
See DVR, and I'm highly disappointed by
that. Yep. Yeah, she'd have been like, oh my gosh.
You kids today.
I had to write things down, categorize it, catalog it. Wow.
So the question is, what hobbies do you guys have that are gone? They don't exist anymore, or something that you do that you don't see a lot of,
mm-hmm.
whether you're struggling for supplies or, you know, whatever.
Supplies,
let us know.
Time, technology, advancing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of a little sad reading this list.
Well.
It's really like.
Okay, Charlie Brown.
So, let us know. Check us out on our website, wakg.com, under Behind the Mic. You can find several of our social media accounts via there if you want to send us a message or shout out or whatever. We certainly appreciate you listening. And
also check out any of our other podcasts that we've posted so far.
Go under the What's Hot blog, and you can click Continue Reading, and you can see all of them. You can click the title of it if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about wrestling. We've talked about adulthood, Marvel versus DC. We recently talked about Guilty Pleasure TV.
We did.
Which I had a friend listen to it and was like, I knew you were going to throw that out there. And I was like, oh, yeah.
My wife knew it immediately.
Yeah.
I told her what it was going to be about. She hadn't even heard it yet and was like, oh, let me guess.
Right. So we're not going to give it away because you have to go listen
to it. No, go check it out. It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll talk to you later.